The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes punches. To climax. What do you do with all that in-between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Hey, everyone, before we get started, we have new merch items being added to the LOS collection on October 4th. So head over to podcastmerch.com and get yourself one of our classic merch designs, and make sure to look out for new designs always being added. Again, these will release on October 4th, so make sure you grab yourself one. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove. Don't get hit break quick by that big dick J. Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers. Legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, everybody. Am I on? Am I on? Are my levels on? I can't hear myself.
I hear you.
Okay. Oh, there. Nah, it's a little better now. Okay. What's up, everybody? It's Legion of Skanks. We're coming to you this week from the studio, Gas Digital Studios. I'm Big J. Okerson. I have Davey Smith right here with me.
What's up? It's a dark day, but I'm here.
It's a dark day. We are down one skank, Louis J. Gomez. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let me introduce our guests, because we do have two great guests tonight. You know him and love him, everybody. The hilarious Justin Silver.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Thank you, Dave.
And then, is this first time on the show, Kyle?
Yeah.
First time on the show ever. Long time friend, first time on the show. Yeah. It is the hilarious Kyle Grooms.
Yeah, and it's a privilege and an honor to be a skank tonight. A guest skank.
Yeah, for your first time on the show, maybe for the best, Lewis wasn't here.
And he's the one invited me. That's like, what the fuck?
Hal Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis isn't here. His stomach's upset. He's sick, he said. And he's not here.
Fully vaccinated Lewis.
Which, yeah.
Look at him now.
Normally, dead. You just go, well, hey, man, he's not feeling good. It's fine. We'll do the show. No probs. It's just that on Wednesday.
Can I say, but I'm sorry. Before,
yes.
Even before. This is the thing about Lewis being sick, is that Lewis. He's just so dramatic with everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, if a Uber driver makes the wrong turn, it's, why are you
doing this? Oh, I've seen rear view mirrors get kicked off.
Why are you against me?
Lewis, everything is so dramatic. So, literally, even though Lewis being sick, I didn't know Lewis was sick until a few minutes ago, and I just got the text on the group text, where he goes, just now able to even sit up and eat soup. But I also know it's like, that's just every
green
time Lewis
emoji,
is sick.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's always like, every time Lewis is sick, he goes, I was able to crawl to the curb and get some rainwater.
It was so real ass. What a nitwit.
Wednesday. Yeah.
I came here to do the show, to do our pre-record, and informed Dave and Lewis before the show that my grandmother passed away 2 hours before that.
I acted like I knew nothing, but I was involved.
Yeah. He pulled it off great, though. No, I told Dave. Dave was consoling, concerned, said he was sorry. He's met my grandmother a number of times.
Told some old stories.
Mm-hmm.
Told some old stories.
Threw a football around. You know.
He was like, hey, champ, let's get your mind off things.
All right. Support a friend is what you're saying.
Yes.
Got it.
Lewis came. I told him both at the same time. I go, let me talk to you guys for a second. And I was calling to say that I think the funeral is tomorrow. It's Monday. It's not the, I know our timelines are off. This is a pre-record, but it's tomorrow. And I was like, which is what usually when we do Legion of Skanks. And I was like, so I'm not going to be able to be there on Monday. And he goes, damn, dude, I'm so sorry. Fuck! This Legion of Skanks schedule. I mean, 30 seconds.
30 seconds in.
I might be being generous with 30 seconds. He started complaining about the Skanks schedule and how we can't miss shows.
I was there.
Selfish son of a bitch.
And even when he gave, like, Jay, like, the obligatory, like, you know, I'm sorry your grandmother died, it was with a, like, I'm sorry your grandmother died, but.
But.
Yeah. Jesus, dude. Like, we got a schedule here. We got to keep.
It was, dude, I mean, borderline strangers were warmer when I said this to them, and it was wild. It's bugged me all weekend to some degree, but he made a harping thing about the schedule of Skanks.
Are you sure Nana wouldn't want you to do the show?
Yeah. In fact, came back about 2 minutes after that, and he goes, dude, could we talk about it on the show? How, like, I'm not really sensitive to it that your grandmother just died? I'm like, no.
Your sociopathic reaction to things? No.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, dude. Not like it was 2 hours ago. She raised me till I was 11. Like,
Jay's grandmother was the closest thing to a father he ever had.
Ever had.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he was right away about the schedule and blah, blah, and he was going back, can we do it this time? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I even told him, I go, I'm leaving on Wednesday, but I'll bring my stuff so I'll record on Wednesday. Even though it's not really ideal, I'll do it from the road on Wednesday.
We have pool time.
And he goes, yeah. But he goes, oh, but he's like, he was just complaining about it. So he goes, well, we can't miss all these shows. And then next week, he's missing shows. The week after that, he's going to miss a show. So he's like, yeah, we can't all miss these shows. His is because he's going to do shows in England. Not his grandmother died. So he's so he said he's going to go miss those shows. Can we please
do
Sunday?
Well, he was also, and to be fair, he was also upset that I'm going to be missing shows in a few weeks. So he threw that in there too, just so I matter also.
Yeah, don't worry, you're also.
But I'm doing it because I'm having a kid.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, it's just the excuse.
Nah, I'm poor shit.
How much does he make per show? That's the question.
So,
Lewis. We all make the same per show, whether we're here or not. It's not a matter of money. Lewis does, in his defense, care that much about the quality of the show and the fans, you know, enjoying it.
No,
that's the good side of it.
No. He cares about the quality of it as it pertains to his convenience. That is the truth. It's as it pertains, because it's the same situation. So can we do it on Sunday? Well, I start traveling at 5 a.m. from Texas on Sunday, and I got to leave at 7 in the morning for my grandmother's funeral on Monday. But yeah, I guess if we all have to be here I'll come do Sunday. Let's also make it late Sunday, it turns out. Okay, I'll make it late Sunday. And sitting in the car to get ready to drive down here, look, my tummy hurts. So I'm going to miss it now. Now it's not that big of a deal if one of us misses a show.
My tummy hurts.
I guess it's okay your grandma died now.
See, I mean, now I understand. Now I understand needing to handle other things.
All right, let me try to be a good friend to Lewis and a good friend to you, okay?
We all love
him. I'm going to be a good friend to Lewis and say that it seems like Lewis has food poisoning. Now I'm going to be a good friend to you and tell you, because of the way he disrespected you, I poisoned his food.
Oh,
that's
Dave
why he's
is
not
fucking
here.
Clutch, dude.
Can I tell you this,
he's not
too?
Here because I poisoned him.
Can I tell you two times?
He's going to die unless he gets the antidote.
Two times I felt sick as a dog, and I called and said, hey, can somebody cover me? I'm sick as a dog. He just kept saying he'll shorten the time of the show. Can you come to a half hour? Can you come to a half? It's a...
All right, Jay, Lewis isn't here, but he sent his sparring partner. He's pacing around outside.
Oh, yeah. What should I do? What am I supposed to do? Tie my hand behind my back and beat up Mike Harrington? That's not going to make me feel any better.
Hit the heavy bag or something.
I'd probably get a lot of downloads.
I love Lewis reactions.
They're classically him, but I don't know if these are good qualities in a person.
No. Just go, Lewis.
I mean, he is not very concerned about the situation at all.
You can't come over today. My foot was amputated in a horrible accident. He goes, but I bought a Metro card.
What am I supposed to do with this? Kid, trade it back in.
Lewis, I can't come in. I found that I have testicular cancer today.
So I'll see you tomorrow, Lewis. Hello? Hello? Oh, you hung up. I was telling about my testicular cancer. Son of a bitch.
You're not going to be able to do this gangbang with me? What the fuck?
I did mention Lewis on stage this weekend because I did point out one of my favorite Lewis qualities. Or I should say, it's not one of my favorite qualities is his humor. And one of the funniest things Lewis ever said to me, for some reason, I bring it up a lot, that he jerks off to the audio of girls being upset that they were in porn and the terrible things they endured and had to go through.
The audio?
Well, it's a video, but he plays the audio of that. Like, he has that in the back on another page so you could hear that, and then looks up the scenes that they're crying about that they did that they were upset about. And he jerks off to that. Makes me laugh.
He jerks off to the scene or the audio of them?
It's both of them. He's watching the scene. While the girl's going like, and then I didn't even know there was going to be a third guy there.
And then he just started having
anal sex with me. And it was my first time ever doing anal sex on camera. Yeah. I didn't even say yes. And then, while you're watching that girl get the anal for the first time, and he jerks off to that. It's all fucked up, but man, I get it.
Lewis likes a little spin on the ball. He just wants some emotion with it.
Puts a little English on it.
Has he seen the R. Kelly documentary? How does he feel about that?
Well, there's not enough videotape. They didn't bring out the girl he peed on ever. She went away. He got that one. Right, the one from the videotape, he paid to go away. I think R. Kelly, like the girl in that videotape, is never the one he's in trouble for.
Well, the one he was peeing on?
No, the reason he's not in trouble is because they went to trial and he got off on that one. So, like, he...
I don't think that's true. I think they settled.
No, they did. Oh, no. Yes, there was some type of, like,
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, segment. Like, I'm her father became, like, a drummer in his band.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm telling you, it was something
crazy.
Dude,
that's like abducted in plain sight. Yeah. This motherfucker, he's like, I'll fuck your daughter, and then I'm going to make you play back up in my band.
Don't quote me on that.
He's like, you're fucking my child daughter. You're fucking my child daughter. He goes, hey, man.
How are you at hand drums?
Can you keep a... Yeah. Can you keep a salsa merengue beat?
No, but he, on the criminal trial, was found not guilty. Now,
are you sure?
Yeah, they may have had some fucking...
I think it was dropped.
They may have had some civil thing.
I think they were paid to drop.
I have a question.
Either way, they went to trial and he got off. I thought he was actually found not guilty.
No.
I could be wrong.
But how many different of those girls' parents or families were suing him or accusing him? If it was just one.
No, at the time.
At the time, it was just that.
Oh, that was before the whole shit came out.
This is way before.
Okay.
This is what Chappelle made the song about back in 2003.
Yeah, it was like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You figured like today he woke up and was like, I'm going to pee on a 14-year-old, but then he was also, right back to like, nah, that's crazy. I'm gonna fuck older women.
It was really
and
close.
Some men and stuff have come out. Like,
I know.
Yes, a few men have come out too.
Are they hot?
It also, you can only imagine. The point is that back then, 2004 or whatever, when Chappelle was making the skit, you know, it's like, okay, the hits were in living memory.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like all the R. Kelly hits were just a few
years
ago.
Just a few years before.
You know, you're like, come on, that guy.
Fiesta.
One piss tape. We're not going to throw this legacy away. But then by 2020, you know, you're like, okay, look, what have you done for me in the last 25 years?
Right.
And it's like, not that much. And then a whole bunch of people come out and you're like, all right, you got to go.
Dude.
If Cosby's accusers had come out in like 1991.
Before Theo went to college?
Yeah. There's no way we would have taken them seriously.
No.
We were still too attached.
He didn't go to Hillman. He wanted to be his own man.
Yeah, that's right.
True story. Yeah.
Eventually they accepted him.
You'll need a helmet.
Can I say, you said when Justin asked if the guys were hot, it reminded me.
Did R. Kelly get off, by the way? Did anyone figure that out?
He got off all right.
I want to say, while he looks that up, one of my favorite things Kyle ever said made me laugh hard. We were in L.A. together for something. And we went to, I think, that Mel's Diner on Sunset with a bunch of people. And you asked me, it was in the theaters, I guess. You go, hey, man, have you seen Brokeback Mountain? And I go, no. I go, was it good? And he goes, Man, them niggas was in love. He was like, it was just really good. He was like, damn,
yeah,
it was good.
It was good. Like, I was like, you know, like, wow, okay, I see you. You know.
Just funny diner talk. You see Brokeback Mountain? That's so funny.
Yeah.
That always fucking
love,
that
man.
Tickled me.
You know?
Shit.
Did we find it now, Bobby? Did we vamp enough?
2 days ago, it says that the jury isn't now deciding.
No, no, no. You're looking at
we're
this is the current
about,
case. He's in trouble now.
His original case, was he found not guilty, or what? Was it just dropped? Whatever happened, went to trial, and he didn't get punished for it.
He showed up in a suit a few times for sure.
Yeah,
I think he also did. Didn't he also do the Mike Tyson thing where he did like the hey everyone?
Yeah,
look?
I think he did a remix, and then they. Dismiss the case.
He did an Ignition. I promise if I get out, I'll do an Ignition remix. I'll allow it.
God damn, I still listen to it and it pisses me off. I can't not listen to it at least once a year.
I don't even really remember the original
Steve
Ignition.
I like
Ignition.
Them all.
I remember the remix.
Maybe.
I only know the remix.
Everyone
it was
knows
so
the remix.
Good.
Yeah. That whole album was great.
Boom, boom, boom. God damn. Oh, Kelly, you piece
He's
of shit.
He's been accused of sexual abuse and misconduct, often with underage girls. All the charges he denies. He was indicted on 13 counts of child pornography, but was acquitted of all charges. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So you're right. He just got off.
Yeah.
For everything, including the chicks in the house?
They had video. No, no, no. This is all after
I mean, wasn't the documentary where he asked his brother to just say it was him? He's like, I'll give you money when you get out, but just say it was you because we sort of look alike.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm sure that probably, yeah.
He was like, no.
That's probably, yeah.
His brother
He's like,
was like,
yeah, I'm not going to do that.
What? Yeah. Hey, man, take this child fucking charge for me. He goes,
there's a lot
man,
of...
why couldn't you have been trafficking drugs or some shit, man? I'd jump on that one for you.
A lot of charges.
Get a little respect in the joint, at least.
That's more, you have to take a lot.
There's a lot of charges you'd take before a pedophile charge. You know, like a
there's
lot
every
of,
charge
that's not
you
just
would
like,
take before
yeah.
a better
Yeah, it's not just like
you can't
oh,
go
this...
to jail and go like, nah, it was my brother. I'm just being cool.
Yeah,
yeah, I
ain't no snitch.
Oh, this guy's all right. Yeah.
Not a snitch, you know.
What's worse? Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
What's worse than a pedophile charge? Like, if you eat people
for being in jail?
Yeah,
I don't think there's
nothing
worse.
Nothing, right?
I think being if you're in jail, the way the other prisoners and guards are going to treat you,
right.
I don't think there's a worse crime.
Okay, I think pedophile.
I'm saying there's
then rapists
in terms
then,
of
then
what you
general rapist.
What you take the
age.
Fall for? There's more factors than just that. There's other factors like how long are you going to be in jail for? So, you know, if you were like, take the fall for fucking murder, you'd be like, okay, I might be in jail for the rest of my fucking life or whatever, you know, like something,
correct.
A bit death penalty or some shit like that. But of all the charges, like the one that just has the most stigma to it, there's nothing
pedophile.
You could ask someone to take a tougher charge than pedophile. Pedophile charge.
What if
jump on this grenade for me? What is it?
You're going to want to sit down first.
Yeah. What's your favorite food? First of all, what's your favorite food? All
right, I'm going to tell you what it is. Don't get it. But let me finish before you jump down my throat. Pedophile butt. Wait. Yeah. Wait. Come on.
That's fucking wild.
What if you a cop killing pedophile or something? Then
something.
Man,
cool.
What a real mix. Everyone's like, I don't know.
Respect,
this guy's pretty cool.
Nah.
How do you even psychologically
you promise
profile?
Stuff.
Those are such opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yo,
kills
cop killer,
cops
you promise
fucks kids.
You promise stop fucking kids if we hang with you?
Yeah.
I like some of your work. I didn't like the first album. Sure.
I killed that cop who killed George Floyd, and then I raped his boy.
Different
shit.
Levels of confusion.
Holy shit, fuck. I guess you're a hero who we have to kill. Shit.
Wait, what's the stat? What's R. Kelly's status now, since I live
in
the
He's in jail and on trial.
Right. Yes, awaiting trial. Yeah, no, after the documentary came out, things went real south for him. Because the problem with the documentary is not only are there like 13 accusations, but it's also like a big signal to everybody else who he's ever fucked with, and probably a bunch who he hasn't, to all come out and say, so now he's facing like all types of charges.
Shit, I'm going to say
he's
touched me.
Oh, yeah, get on that civil case,
it's not the worst idea.
Yeah. Not a bad idea,
get
right?
Get in on that civil case.
I've been to Aventura Mall where they say he picked up teenage girls, so I'm gonna say I was in the gap. kids shopping for my daughters.
He told me I could sing backup.
I told him I used to be a backup dancer.
He told me I can go on the Best of Both Worlds tour. And then he did things to me. He did things to me.
I forgot about the Best of Both Worlds tour. Him and Jay-Z made a whole album together, right?
Dude, someone else going down that like you're with, and then just circumstantially grabbing your shoulder while they're dropped down because you did a thing with them. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Like Jay-Z's like, you didn't know Jay-Z all that time hanging out of the studio. There was fucking teenagers running around in fucking panties.
Yep. Well, Jay-Z bailed on the whole thing, I think, right? Like in the tour? I think in the middle.
Oh, he hung in there
for
a little bit, I think.
No, but I think once it came out, Jay-Z was like, I am not going to be attached
like,
to this
I don't
anymore.
Know if this is good for my career.
He goes,
I'm doing
this whole billionaire thing, so I'm going to go do that while you do the fucking children
that
thing.
Jay, I need you to believe me. I haven't done this, man. I need you to come meet me in this elementary school parking lot. I want to talk to you about this. And as I talk to him, he goes, look at him. Look at them out there running around. They're so adorable. And they'll do whatever.
Look, go show them this candy.
You can pee on them, and they think it's right. Jay-Z's like, I don't know, man. This is a lot. Come get a taste. Come get the thirst.
He said, no. You haven't. No, you haven't tried it. You just got. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know. Don't say no until you know.
Yeah. Look, I think veal's inhumane, but... like butter.
Jesus.
It's so gross.
As a father of two young daughters, I have to sit this one out.
I'm a father of a 19-year-old daughter. I know. I sure hope no one does
that
to her either.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm gonna go team Jay-Z on this one.
Yeah.
I think he was right to cancel.
You know what? And... I'm still on the fence.
Yeah. Jay-Z, you fucking pussy. Stand by your dude. No, R. Kelly has to go down. I mean, his longtime wife is just like, for sure he did it. She's like, I was of age, but he did it.
It's a weird thing, man. But he was messed with as a kid, so.
Yeah.
Where does that come into play?
Well, Kyle, hurt people hurt people.
That's what might make him not spend the rest of his life in jail. And maybe like 25 years.
Yeah, I think that's true for all of them, though. I think
for the most part,
everyone who goes.
But I'm saying that's about the best you can get is like sentencing, like leniency. I bet him saying like, "Look, I'm fucked up." You
know, he'd still go to a country club, though. Yeah.
No. He's done.
They'd put him in like legit.
He'll
like,
never see other. If he's going there for those crimes, he'll never see other inmates ever. He'll be the rest of his life alone.
That they might get him. Like he might get like solitary for fucking his whole shit, just because he could like be like, dude, I'm like, I'll get fucking killed. I'm famous for this shit. But he's not. They can't. You can't. Crimes like that, you can't get in. Like,
oh, they're gonna make him sing while they're
raping. I was gonna say, he's gonna lights out, everybody, and you. Best of both worlds. Ow!
You're gonna sing, boy.
Goes,
oh my!
All right.
This penitentiary.
Lights out, solitary. Go. Alone in this room, no one comes see me.
That song, I admit, is one of the funniest things ever. A 19-minute song.
Trapped in the Closet?
No,
is it that one?
No,
his confession.
Oh, my God. I remember. We talked.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, we did a whole thing on it.
Sure.
It's everything.
Yeah, I remember when we did
it. He admits
I admit I don't know how to write my own name. I admit that I don't know how to count.
I admit sometimes I'm wrong. I admit that sometimes I touch little girls on their vaginas when they're only 4 years old. I'm sorry. Why can't you forgive a man?
And we've done it on this show bring it up, but just to say to Kyle that my favorite is always, he's like, shit, me and Aaliyah got to go on TV and prove we're not having sex with each other. Let's both put on our same matching Disney shirts. Bring in matching outfits. He's like, why would you think we're that close? Why would you think I would have sex with this girl?
Man, I wonder if he's going to still be making music in prison, like, you know, just
no
some genius, you know.
Well, for himself.
No one will ever hear?
No, that no one ever hears.
Yeah, that'd be like, great.
Probably.
He's just such really an artist, he just can't stop.
The person on duty, though, there is going to be like, this is kind of cool. Yeah. Even though you're like, he's in a cage now, but I mean, yeah, guy has the pipes, not going to lie.
Your Honor, I never step in the middle of these type of cases, but these tracks are fire.
Oh, man.
You need to let
he comes to his
out.
Appeal and sings the most beautiful 12 play.
I like the guy out watching the solitary confinement unit. You see, he's like, I can fly. I can fly. He's not going to not do it.
Of course not.
I wonder if he's powerful enough, or I should say rich enough. I don't think he's that rich, though, anymore. Or maybe just famous enough to... I mean, when Mike Tyson describes jail, he was like, he got pussy when he wanted it. Like, he got food he wanted when he wanted it.
That's what you want to call dude's butts. Sure.
No. He very openly was just like, yeah.
Mike Tyson... Jail for Mike Tyson is not the same as jail for the average person who goes to jail.
No.
It's but Mike Tyson lot, is no, I understand, made for but, jail.
No, but something about... Well, I mean, no, but when you go in there, I know he's famous for kicking ass, but people in there want to fucking find out for sure. Some idiots, like an idiot enough to jump in there and fight Mike Tyson. So I bet he was
over... Oh, I think he fought a bunch. He talked about that.
Yeah, he was over his shoulder a bunch, but I think... But he said, like, a girl... Everyone that was like, yeah, they gave me, like, a female... Yeah. Like therapist or something that he had, and like he's like, I was fucking her by like second week.
I don't think she's doing her job.
Somebody else had to come see him for something, like a case manager, like fucking her. Oh, and he was just like, yeah, fine. Yeah,
you put him on the books or something like that.
Yeah.
Dude, how does she describe it to her girlfriends? She's like, listen, I have like, I, you know, I go into the prisons and then I work with prisoners for their psychology. And but like, you know, this one guy, Mike Tyson, and he raped this girl. But you know, I think I kind of.
Yeah.
They're like, girl, you need to stay away from that. He's like, yeah, sometimes when people just feel things, they feel things.
I don't know what it is, but I just love bad boys.
Yeah. But it could happen. I mean, I used to visit my brother when he was locked up with his girlfriend at the time. And she'd be sitting there jerking his dick like while I'm there trying to have a conversation.
What did you guys talk about?
Like, hey, so you look good, man. Yeah, I was just talking. You know?
He's like, yeah, real good. Yeah. I look real good.
I can't even make eye contact during a threesome. I'll be like, dude.
I could probably use a little more spit, but I look real good. That's fucking right. But that's a room, like a contact.
Then, it was like you could sit across in two benches and just
isn't
like.
Isn't it crazy that.
And then when the guard's not there, you're like.
I think, is it because jails are privatized that, like, it's like luck of the draw, man.
But this is back in the 1980s, you know what I mean?
But I'm saying, like, prisons just in general, it's like some of them look like fucking, like, Afghanistan prison camps, and then other ones, they have, like, cable in every cell. It's wild.
Do you watch World's Toughest Prisons? Yeah. That documentary? No. Dude, they show some of these fucking, like, in Malaysia, so it's like 1,000 people just in an open yard. Sometimes there's a roof, a piece of car, like, some... These prisons, like in Russia, insane.
Yeah.
I watch Locked Up Abroad a lot. That's my show. I love that show, bro.
I used to do regular lockup.
Yeah.
With the American guy. Because that's the one I'm most afraid of. I don't think I'm going to go to a Moroccan prison.
No, but I don't think so either.
Nah, but another country, like people that, like dumb people that did end up smuggling drugs from somewhere and think they're going to not get caught.
Oh, yeah.
And end up getting 6 to 8 years over there.
Well, that was a funny... What was that? There was some show about, like, Border Patrol people or, like, the TSA of Border Patrol. And, like, that was pretty funny. The people, like, just old ladies, and they're like... She's like, what's the problem? I'm just visiting my grandson. And they cut the suitcase open, and it's, like, all cocaine. Like, oh, wow. It's like the Miami port or something like that. But it was, like, it's just them nonstop finding, like, how much people, like... You know, just... It is, like, old men with, like, a... fucking something up their ass and shit, and they have that, no, you can't look up there, young man. And then it's true, there was drugs up his ass. Oh, listen up, auto mechanics, let's take a quick break from the show and talk about one of our awesome sponsors here. And of course that is Rock Auto. rockauto.com. It's the online store with every auto part at the best prices. I didn't look yet if they have those little things for my new car yet, but I want to find out if they have those little projector lights underneath your door. Is it ghetto? Probably. I don't know. I'm a wigger from the 90s. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. You don't have to talk to counter guys who have to order the parts, and they're not even sure what you're looking for. It's their salesmen, so they're always trying to upcharge you and try to upsell you. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible prices at rockauto.com. It's so great that rockauto.com doesn't even have a promo code. The pricing's already that good. We're just telling you about them. rockauto.com. Check out the parts. And when you order, make sure, if you can, tell them at rockauto.com that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks. That helps us out. And you get to help yourself out by finding some great quality auto parts at great prices. rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it. Bobby. Do you have that Lana Rhodes thing?
Yes, we do.
Do you want to find this? This is Lewis's. This is made for him. When he hears this, I hope he uses this. I hope I can make my friend come by finding what he loves.
Yes, but during my short stint in porn, the really extreme acts were what was popular, and that's why being the number one performer in the industry at the time, everyone wanted to make money off me, so they pushed me to do these things. And it just
pause
gets
it for
really
a second.
Extreme.
I think that's weird. If you're the number one performer.
Yeah,
you don't have to do extreme things.
Well, it's also
you know what I mean. Like they want to just watch you fuck. Like people.
Maybe she means she was like the most watched at that time, as opposed to like.
But
top.
I'm just saying, it does seem to me like that was a humble brag. Like she was like,
oh, when you're the number one
being
performer,
being the number one, performer,
no, absolutely.
Like, yeah. And I was number.
Oh no,
one.
It was completely a humble brag.
Like,
I'm
you're
just
like,
saying.
All right. If you're saying how horrible the thing was, leave out the like, and by the way,
yeah, you know.
I was the most jerk.
Like when you're
show.
The top comedian performing,
there should
everybody's
be
pulling at you different directions. no, but let's say she was like the most, because here's the thing, she's super hot. That's she's why hot. I said before, she's probably dumb as a brick because she got turned out quick. Because girls that hot genuinely don't have to do, you can make a lot of money. I think it's still a case. You can just do lesbian shit if you're hot enough. People give a shit. There's enough vanilla people that do OnlyFans and stuff. You don't have to get
she
like
could
fucking,
marry a billionaire. That shit.
You don't have to get like triple pronged up your ass.
Well, there is some fat 60-year-old doing granny porn.
Sure.
And I feel like she's in a tougher negotiating spot.
That's a good point.
Than
yes.
this young lady.
Right.
But I don't know. I haven't heard her complaints. About
he's
the
been
industry.
Out of the porn biz for years.
Listen, I don't know how. What's the standard these days?
Yeah. I'm not up on all the torts.
When Ron Jeremy, also in jail for rape, was in his heyday.
Yeah,
he's in jail forever and ever.
It's like it's
they did that Larry Nassar fucking sentence with him, where it's like 735 years.
Oh, what'd they give him?
I think it's like the 200 years. It's a lot.
What if he dies before he does the time, Jay?
Oh, the hedgehog? Never, dude. He lives
like,
in all of us.
We're only
the hedgehog lives in all of us.
Did they sentence him? Is he?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if they did sentence him.
Or is he just in trial?
They're like, listen, we're
no,
only,
I think he's convicted.
We're
think.
Only going to give you 6 months for each of the 7,000 checks.
Yeah.
And you're like,
consecutively.
Well, that's a lot.
And it's going to be consecutively. But
I think the only person that got out scot-free was Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Hugh Hefner lived it up. Yeah. And a lot of people say he was like kidnapping those chicks and
well,
shit.
And right by the end, right by the at the end of his thing, they really started being like it started becoming like not like, damn, how cool was that? Look at this guy with his three women. It started becoming like
disgusting.
It's gross and sad. Like he just pays them to be there. They're there just for the money only.
Yeah.
And when they
and
probably don't even fuck him,
like,
they turn him and they don't even have to fuck him. They're just living off this old man and then he died. And it was like, right before I stood up, it was really rainy. Yeah.
But then they're also this thing. But the thing became that they were like an armed security wouldn't let the women leave, and then like even growing up on it, you see that you're like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
like guys, now that I found out they were there by force,
what do you
like, that does make a lot of sense. Yeah, they probably would have been at a certain point like we're gonna go.
I want to hear what this chick has to
yes,
say.
Yes, Robert.
I was just gonna let you know, Ron Jeremy was sentenced to 60 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, he could get out.
He'll do it
plenty of time.
No, how old is he?
I mean, he'll die. Within 10, I'm sure.
He'll serve his 60, he'll start over, and he'll be right back on top.
Now, that's an interesting thing when he goes into jail. Now, when he goes into jail, from face recognition alone, do they just kind of honestly want to hear his stories and
jerk
just,
off
like,
all
and, like,
over
hear
him,
say all kinds of crazy shit, or are they just going to beat the shit out of him for being a fucking rapist?
Yo, Ron Jeremy.
I don't know. I don't know if rapist gets it.
He'll
that
probably
bad.
Be the penguin in jail.
Somewhere. I think.
Too evil.
Oh, he's got his umbrella.
Yeah.
Back up.
Walking
just
around.
I don't think rapist.
Yes, Alex, your
gets
thoughts? You think he was? You think free Ron Jeremy? You're gonna say?
We just have a quick correction. It's Larry Nassar who's in jail for 60 years, and Ron Jeremy is facing 300 years.
300.
Oh, wow. Wait, Nassar is doing that much better than Ron Jeremy?
Apparently.
What did Ron Jeremy do?
How much raping did he do?
No, Larry Nassar's thing. When you hear her do it, it's like it probably must have got appealed down to that because when she sentenced him at the thing. Like,
I thought, yeah,
it was like 200 years.
I thought he was doing way more.
How many people did Ron Jeremy rape?
Dude, he's got a lot of. I think it's like. 20 something counts now, maybe.
But
if
were
not
they
more.
15 year old gymnasts? How does he not have?
Yeah,
more?
That is
how
wild.
How does that guy?
It
have
is
less
wild.
Time
well, here,
him?
Ron Jeremy is sentenced already, or he's facing.
It says he's facing.
So right. Ron Jeremy's going to get like fair 50 enough. Years. It makes sense. It's like he's. It's the same thing where it's like worst
faith
case scenario.
Faith in the justice system restored.
There's all a right. Yeah, he's got more than 30 sexual assault charges against him.
That's why. Oh, so Jesus. It's like exactly. You're saying all those things. Like he gets 6 months for every one.
yeah.
It's a zillion.
There you go.
So yeah, it's
that'll do it.
But go ahead, put that back on. Why a girl this hot thought she had to let these things happen to her?
Ugh, she's so cute. I want to kiss her on the mouth.
Yeah. I mean, you could have just gotten a job.
Oh, you might
a
not
bottle
want to.
Girl or a hostess.
I know I don't. But you know, it's just
no.
When you see it.
I'm telling you what you're assuming you wouldn't want to kiss her for isn't even the reason why you wouldn't want to kiss her.
Oh, we're gonna find out here.
Oh yeah.
Oh yo.
Is she
like you were saying, abusive? Did you ever go through those experiences where you had to do a scene where it was very aggressive and you just felt like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail. Like, honestly,
that girl in the middle is a dud. Look at her. It's like, is it almost over? Can I have my phone back?
I feel like if I had to guess, I haven't seen this video, but she goes, I don't want to go into too much detail, but.
And here's every detail.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of
detail.
Dave,
it's plenty of detail.
These are really humiliating for me, and I wish that they never happened.
Happened.
There's stuff going on, like people getting pissed on. Men are pissing inside of women's vaginas, assholes, down their throats. They're.
Luis Gomez is like.
Sorry.
Oh, don't cry.
That's what I like, don't cry. Don't cry.
Told me something was like this. Now I'm crying. I'm like, God damn it. No, don't cry.
Well, now I'm going to cry, and Luis is going to cry.
Yeah, cry tears that come out of his
dick
hole.
This is what Lewis jerks off. We're going to be bailing him out of fucking prison.
No, well, but I'm saying give it a chance with the actual video playing.
Hold on. You can't go to prison just for jerking off to this, first of all.
No.
In defense of Lewis. No. Are they all porn stars, or is this just like one porn star on a podcast?
I think it's one porn star on a podcast, but I don't know. I don't 3G1K. What is that? I'm guessing
any
three girls, one
clip.
No,
clip is
a K.
With a K, cup.
Three girls, no, one. You think it's cup with a K? Might be cup with a K.
What is this?
I can't read that.
Three girls, one kitchen.
Oh.
I was going to say one cry was going to be my next guess, but that's... Well,
damn it. That's. We could have... We would have never gotten out of an escape room.
Carl, you read like R. Kelly.
Oh, no, but I thought, you know, being cute. Like,
did you see the video of her... being peed on?
Wait.
I got it in my phone.
Yeah.
It's in my phone. You have it? If you would please.
That's really hard, and I think like...
If you would please. If we could throw the clip. And Bobby, we'll take it away to a clip. Okay, so I think we got a clip of that.
Bobby, give us 10 seconds of dead air and then the clip.
What the?
No.
Now...
I don't want to kiss.
What
her
are
there.
They paying her to do? What are they paying her to do that? That's fucking.
I don't know.
Ugh.
But it's crazy she's doing it.
Jesus, dude.
Now I will say
she
this.
Seem that upset about
she's a
it.
Great actress.
Thank you, Daddy.
Do you want to try to swallow what it is in your little mouth?
Yeah. No.
I think then he and then I think she pukes.
Fuck, dude.
Good job. Get rid of
it. And then I think he fucks her till she pukes and she has to eat that. It's horrific.
This is a special type of piece of shit, dude. See, that like would like. Do this though.
Good. Well,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
It's so yummy, Daddy. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you what. Kudos to him for kissing her pissy forehead.
I hope she vaccinated.
No way.
That's disturbing.
But yeah, that's fucking. And you hear it, she's like, people. But I mean,
not
like
the Pfizer vaccine.
But my question is, is she wonderfully acting and hated it this day, or did drugs wear off and she was like, I hate that I did it.
Poor girl.
Yes, Alex, your thoughts. As a former piss pornographer,
I have to assume that she was perfectly okay with that at some point, because I'm watching that and I'm gagging, like I'm like throwing up back here.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's disturbing. Also,
getting pissed in your mouth, you can't just get through if you're not into that.
You can't just be like act that, like that's real.
Yeah, there's also I don't know, man. I mean, look, there's a very Chappelle had that old joke about the R. Kelly thing, right? But like, there is something to just being like at a very baseline of my expectations for you. And I understand she's probably a young girl. She's probably 20 here or something like that, which is, you know, very young. But to be able to just go, no, I'm not going to drink your piss.
Yes, like, that's what I mean. Like, line. I'm not in there.
No matter what the thing is, if it's this horrible of a thing to drink someone else's piss, which I agree with, does seem pretty horrible. It seems pretty easy to just not do that.
I think you're in sub-Saharan Africa. I get
and you're like, I had to be a hooker to fucking eat, or my family was going to starve this day, so we fucking did it. Because like, but it's like you're just like, hey, you have a lot of options to just not drink piss.
I get that, but if you're at the point where you're like, they're telling you they're going to do some sort of piss video, it's like the coercion that just like, just do this little.
Oh yeah,
you'll be hot.
It's all like you
want to be one of the top performers.
It's not even always that.
They can't pressure you into it.
Of course they can.
I don't know, coercion. I'm not saying it's not, they can't pressure you into drinking piss, but just don't drink piss if you really don't want to drink piss.
But
people have real problems out there.
But she has mental problems going into this. That's almost the thing.
She's going to say
yes, clearly.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously.
I'm saying like,
I could have guessed that before any of this. She has some issues.
Yeah. No, definitely some issues, but I'm saying like actual.
I feel bad for her.
It looked like she had a moment of realization as soon as the piss hit her face.
But Dave, did you watch that documentary with me years ago?
I don't want piss in my face.
There's a documentary called Hardcore. I watched a long time ago
about the making of the porn. Some of those are fucked up.
Sort of, but it was more about this one girl particularly. It was about the porn business, like startups in porn.
Yeah,
and they had a scene where it's like a girl comes over. One of the girls they follow is a girl who comes over from England. She's like a new mom.
Well, what's she doing here?
To do porn.
I'm going to jerk your wanker to make some biscuits
she was gonna
for
come
my
here.
Baby.
She wanted to make, she said she was going to make fast money. And she's like, and I love sex and it's fast money and I can do it here for like a year. I made a plan to come here for a year and go back home, take care of my baby with the money. I was like broke and whatever. And she's hot. So she's like, I'll do this. And she goes, I don't agree with the decision. I'm just saying that was her intent when she came out. And that very strict in the beginning, she's like, only mission, no anal sex, no gangbangs, no. I'm
only people that love me.
I'm gonna just say,
she had only missionary as a rule.
No, buddy, but that was even a deviant. At first, she was coming to nude model.
Only
and then
missionary is a hilarious rule for a porn star to have.
Not only missionary. I think it's wrong anyway.
I'm gonna flip you over. This is not what we agreed on.
No missionary, vaginal. Vaginal sex.
Pussy sex.
Yeah, and that, but I think even before that, it was supposed to just be like
that's
some girl stuff and like modeling, and then very quickly, she didn't even do a girl thing. I think it went right to like fucking guys. Then she said she didn't want to do. Then it was like, but you know, no gang bangs. And then it's like, well, it's only three guys. It's not really like a gang. There's only three, and they got her to do that. And then
they'll drive you home.
The fucking producers, the producers of the documentary, intervene in this one. They go to meet Max Hardcore. Do you remember Max Hardcore? Your age might remember. He was. It was just like the most hardcore. He's like a piss and whatever guy, but he got in trouble. And
she goes, all right, now drink this piss and then do a podcast in the kitchen about it.
No, yeah, he's a scuzzy guy for
you
sure.
You want to be a star?
They go to his fucking mansion to go meet with him, and no exaggeration. When he comes in, he's like, so who am I here to meet? And she was like, me over here. And he goes, wow. Not, he kisses her on the hand, I think, and then turns her around and lifts her dress up and fucking pulls his dick out and shoves it up her ass.
Wait, you see this in that or she says it?
You're watching it happen. And then...
it's like hidden camera, basically.
And you're going to take the
documentary guys are there, like, filming it.
What?
So then she goes upstairs and she says she's going to do this, like, scene or whatever, this anal scene. And then she goes, she starts changing her mind. No. And then the guy starts doing, like, the... Come on, baby, you're beautiful. Like,
this the guy, Max.
Max Hardcore. Yeah. He does that first. And she goes, I know, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I'm just like, I'm just not feeling this. This is like more than I wanted. It's more than that. And then he go on a dime. He goes like, yeah, go back to England. Fucking broke you. Like, and then, oh, you came here and just for a dumb whore for nothing, huh? Like, go home. And just, I mean, shitty to her. And then she goes, okay, like, all right, I'll do it. And then it goes dark, and the producer's like, we jumped in here and made her leave. We're like, you're not thinking right. You're out of your mind. Like, this guy just abused you in the fucking...
I'm not understanding
this.
Hey,
that's pimp shit, though.
I'm not understanding this.
That's, you know...
How do you just drop pants and shit? Like, the amount of, like, lube... And
it might have been in her pussy, or it might have been a finger up, or whatever it was. He does something,
but
like, fucking aggressive.
And he thinks he knows this is a documentary.
Yeah.
Being shot.
And yeah, but I think the documentary was even shot at a time where it was like, dude, what's that 99 documentary said? It was like, there really was like, we never overthought in the 90s.
Wait,
like, that girl's, hey, let's all watch this couple fuck on the internet. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that would be fucked up. Like, in the movie, you're like, yeah, boobs.
I like that this guy just saw cameras were there, and his name was like, action. You guys probably want to see some shit.
Oh, right? Yeah. All right. Oh, you want to see fucking old Maxi Hardcore come in and do his thing? Plow!
Hey, that's his name, Hardcore, baby.
What's he look like, Maxi Hardcore?
Oh, Sky, dude, his porn is gross. He's gross.
Is he gross?
Yeah, he wears a cowboy hat.
Dude,
oh, he looks like a cruise AIDS. Comic.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
no, and again, it's all those guys. They're real in confidence that it's up. Hilarious.
Dude, they are creepy.
Him and Norton. That's hilarious.
Dude, what a creepy piece of shit.
Yeah, dude, he's garbage. He's all like piss porn and stuff, and he's just, yeah, he's like a piece of shit. Every time he's interviewed, he sounds like a piece of shit. He's just one of those guys, you know?
Yeah.
They're always whores and shit. Tons. And that's what I'm saying, but that's the weird thing. These guys that are like, I'm impressed with their ego to go like, yeah, this smoking fucking hot 19-year-old girl with this unreal body, like, she wants to fuck me. Like, she's into it. I'm making her feel good. And you're like, dude, she's got to be skeezed out by... Every girl who's fucked him is skeezed out by
We
him,
have that
sure.
scene, if you want.
What?
From the documentary.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you don't... I mean, it's fucking, it's wild.
I'm gonna...
Then what? And I've
reached
my fucking ear off
for
the rest of
the story. She's kind of weird looking, Jay.
Despite
her as hot.
All her reservations, is there to meet
I'm
him?
Sure.
Oh, okay. The last angle was worse.
Yeah, her face might not even be that great, but she's like a good body.
22.
Okay,
here, just put your hands down right there. Here you go. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give me your hand. Just rub it right there.
He just walked in the room.
Dude, are you sure? Oh, this is the introductory, is it? Yeah, hi, well, my name's Diz. I want to be your friend.
Ugh.
You want to be my friend?
No. I've heard horror stories about you. You're scaring the pants out of me.
From the girls.
Okay, can we pause for 1 second and just say, her accent is terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, man.
Are you,
sure?
Are you saying
I
can't for that reason she deserves it, Dave? I'm not going to back that
I know, I'm... I can't believe this guy's sticking around through all of this. I've heard horror stories about you, I have.
England?
Yeah. Ugh.
You're nice and skinny, aren't you? How much do you weigh? About 100 pounds? Well, you do it in stones, right?
Yeah, I'm 7.5 stone, which is about 106 pounds to you.
Yeah, that's cute.
All right.
Really nice.
Dude, he's so fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah, he really has, like, pedophile uncle vibe.
How old are you?
25 years old.
25 years old.
She looks 40.
I wonder what her class is based on her accent. You know how in England?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's a, fuck, what do they call them? The little, I don't remember the name I'm trying to think of. Like a little bastard, like a little fucking... What do they call them? Like little Oliver Twist people.
What do they call them? Oliver Twist people.
Ah, what the fuck word am I thinking of?
It's Cockney?
Cockney? That's like a type of accent.
Like scamp?
Right?
Like that kind of
tramp?
Word. Tramp. Yeah,
tramp?
A little tramps. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, or scallywag? Right. Like that kind of
tramp.
Shit?
But a tramp is the word I was thinking of.
Oh, from the class, like a lower class. Of
yeah.
Third, you know.
Dude, that guy's a piece of shit.
I'm a tramp, I is.
Sweet.
You
there.
Gonna put it in me, boy. I just met you, dude.
You there, boy. What day is it?
Number.
It's Christmas.
Bobby, don't leave me with blue balls, dude.
A few people. Can't remember the names. One particular name's bend over.
Did you still work Junglers in England? Yeah.
No, he's not. He's
reminds me of those those type of chicks who would come up to you after the show. Those
he was very well behaved.
British housewives.
He's very naughty. I mean, two at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, here.
This is an introductory, bitch. I'm sorry.
She said, you just want to shag me? I'm more offended by her accent.
He's a piece of shit, dude. I hate this guy.
He's horrible.
He's not a good guy.
Oh, this was 2001?
Yeah.
What I was witnessing
was truly disturbing.
Yeah, in 2001, this was too much. In 78, this was all right.
Perhaps I should have intervened, but at this point, I didn't.
So today, if this, our story here is, we're going to turn you into a little English schoolgirl.
Isn't that wild?
Did you have to wear...
Dude, that's the other documentarian?
That's like her boyfriend or something?
No, it's her document. He's like, so he's a piece of shit.
This guy.
Yeah, he's her attaché. He's the guy that like got her from the airport and was like, yeah, I'm going to be your agent out here. And keeps talking to her and it's a good idea to do these things. But yeah, here. So he does all of your beautiful stuff. This is wild. He turns on a dime and she goes for it.
Well, we have a saying around here. We're not happy.
Good cop, bad cop.
All the same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
I'm not happy. I'm going home now.
Are you scared?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're scaring me.
Yeah.
Because you're the only person that I've met before even shaking your hand. You've stuffed your cock up, mate. Yeah. All right?
We prefer the direct approach.
That'll get you through in court. I'm a very direct guy.
That's some, like, you know.
I call it like I see it, and I shoot from the hip.
Spoken to you and said, you know, what's your expectations of me today? Because
did you ever see this movie before? I thought I showed this to you a long time ago.
You know, you may have showed this to me years ago.
Well, we're going to have some fun. Our idea today is to have some fun.
Skip ahead like a few seconds. Like, just get, you'll see when he turns. Whatever he was doing, she runs away.
Although I didn't see it, Matt's hardcore forced his penis down her throat and was suffocating her.
Yeah,
what a scumbag.
That's not surprising. So after the opening, we saw that that's what would happen.
Well, here's what it is.
It's porno.
She's crying.
Dude, him walking just with his ass.
Is that her
out?
Crying or is that a dog barking?
It's her crying.
Now there's a dog.
Dog
there's
barking.
A dog. Justin, when your instinct
when I hear
you
that,
the dog's barking.
My apologies.
Dude, my ears perk up.
I challenge the master.
You're now this is wrong.
That was my...
Justin just broke away from that opening. Goes,
so wait.
Guys, the golden retriever is not trained. Wow, this isn't.
Watch this. I'm
this
more
isn't fun. Sure.
This is porno, bitch. Where you fucking?
Yeah, this ain't fun.
I'm not comfortable with it. I hate it. All right, I fucking hate it. Every other shit that's been put for me has been fucking cancelled, and I swear there's gonna be no middle thing. All right, there's gonna be no fucking middle thing here. You can get as pissed off with me as you like. Fucking hell.
Look, are you a winner?
Holy shit!
Here go the pimping.
Did he just start giving her like a Phil Jackson 1996?
Yeah. Porn is a game of inches.
The triangle defense, sweetheart. The triangle defense.
You got a claw for those inches. Look, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I'm Max Hardcore.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I can't suck the dick for you.
You gotta want it.
I can just tell you.
You don't fuck over your friends. You take care of people, right?
Yeah.
You don't go out of your way to hurt people, right?
No.
Okay, you're a positive person, right? You like to think you're important, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's like, dude, shut up.
I need to my daughter. Not to you, not to anybody else. I'm only important to my kid.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I can't take this anymore.
Watch me snaps.
Why do you think I was here? Why do you think I'm making all this money? Oh, because you think I like it? Yeah, I like it, but I just don't like being abused. And if abuse is going to get me money, it
doesn't have to be that way. Every girl is different, baby.
Baby?
Yep. Come on, baby.
Skip ahead a couple seconds.
I told you this was the 70s.
Take care of it. Baby, I don't appreciate your fucking effort. I do not... appreciate your fucking
dude, he's had his dick out
the whole time.
Sitting there with his fucking wiener in his polo shirt.
There's a weird old man with a polo shirt and his little fucking dick hanging out.
Treating us like reasonable human beings, you just fuck it up and quit. When I rush my ass back here, I got shit to do. You know, in case you don't know, I got stuff to do. All of those, my two guys down there, I got to get one guy from fucking Malibu.
Oh, shit.
Drive like fucking... 100 miles to get the fuck over here to do this fucking scene for you. And I don't appreciate your fucking effort, you know? Instead, you didn't even try. You're fucking You talk about your scenes disgusting me. You disgust me. Your fucking little fucking tiny effort. Baby, I've done over fucking about 500 fucking movies. And
I have this conversation with my wife every night.
Where's your effort?
Fucking effort. Less willing to fucking do anything to fucking do the job. One fucking scene, and I've done 1,150 fucking eight scenes. I've had one fucking
specific girl. Number.
You know what's crazy? How's he going to get hard after this? You are a special type of sociopath.
He said 1,158 scenes. I've had
You're
one girl walk off set.
Special piece of shit.
One girl walk off set.
You're a fucking loser. You didn't put no fucking effort into this.
You're a loser. Crazy.
Fine. Say something. But no, you don't say fucking nothing.
You don't say nothing, baby.
Fuck up, I quit. Fuck that.
At this point, Felicity was persuaded to go on with the shoot. But I felt she was no longer able to decide for herself.
Well, who the fuck
Whatever
are you?
Whatever consent may have existed earlier no longer existed.
Cock-block.
Within 5 minutes.
All right, Captain Cock-block. Real nice.
That is a weird thing for the documentary maker. Look, by the way, I'm not justifying any of this. Man, porn is ugly. This is fucking disgusting what goes on behind the scenes.
That's why I don't watch porn.
But it's a very weird thing for a guy who's going to make a documentary about porn to go, at this point, I decided... She no longer had the ability to consent.
It's like when they make.
Are you like, what? Why did you just decide now?
Now,
like when he fucking like basically raped her downstairs and was pissing in her mouth.
Well, he does. He acknowledges
You're like,
that.
I don't.
He acknowledges.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's a strange thing to just.
It's
like,
weird with the line.
I decided at that moment this woman was no longer his. She was mine.
It's like that. It's like there's a documentary photographer, and he was like, they're in Ethiopia, and there's this. There's baby starving, and then all these vultures start landing because they're about to eat the baby. And then once it starts pecking, like the photographer's like, "All right," then they pull them off because they're not supposed to. They're like,
that's where he drew the line.
Like you would just see a baby's laying in the middle of the street, skin and bones, and be like, "I'm gonna take this thing home."
But that's almost the thing, though. I think he said like because also when he just shoved his dick in her when they first walked in, she was still doing like the oh I think you just wanted to. And so he's like. It did seem like he was uncomfortable, but he was like, I don't know, she's like in still. And then the guy's calling her, he gets her to do it by saying, you're a fucking loser.
You're a loser,
you're
baby.
You're a fucking loser. I don't
At
like
this
your effort.
Point, see, I think the lion had enough of the zebra.
Are you a winner?
I don't know. Hey, I looked at it a different way. I thought the first scene when he came in and just fucked her, it was like that was inappropriate. But that fucking speech got me like, all right.
Yeah.
Fucking suck a dick.
No, let's do this.
We got to do what we got to do.
Jam it down my fucking
suck
throat,
dicks
man.
To win this title.
Let's chuck some cock.
You got inspired, Dave.
If everyone could chuck cock, then everyone would do it. So
chuck some cock.
Jay, I don't want to be a loser.
Yeah?
No, I want to be a winner.
Well, dude,
Dave.
Fucking.
All right. Well, you already so know what you have to man. Do.
I want you both inside of me.
I wonder what her kid's name is. She'd be like, "You should. If it's not for you, do it for Johnny, man."
Is Max Hardcore in jail?
I hope so.
I think he is.
Max Hardcore is
really
probably going.
That's a guy that should just be in jail.
Yeah, he probably.
If it's like ever, Martin Shkreli. Yeah. Just some people should just be in jail.
If you ever just like read a, like the document of a trial that was like the people versus Max Hardcore, you're like, I bet the people
yeah,
win.
Hardcore.
I bet I'm going to go.
That's what's funny about these. All these old porn guys like Ron Jeremy, it's like when you see it's going to be like, it's like Maxwell Fleischman. Like that's what his name.
Oh
is.
Yeah,
like
right.
You know what
Maxwell,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's very Jewy, by the way. That like a lot of those dudes
oh,
are like old
are Jews.
Jews.
Are
yeah,
Jews
yeah,
in porn?
Dude.
No.
He went to jail for 46 months in 2008, and when he got out in 2012, he claimed he wanted to do good in the world.
So he's out of. The
Oh, I bet he got butt fucked hard.
Did he become that motivational speaker we all know and love?
Do you think his punishment like exactly fit the crime? Like some guy came and introduced himself to him, and then did exactly what he did to that chick.
Oh,
like,
pissed
everything.
In her. Yeah.
Oh, he goes,
yeah.
Are you he a quitter?
He goes, rub a little on my cock. Rub a little on my cock. Rub a little on your fucking mussy.
Rub this Kool-Aid on your lips.
Be pretty for me. Be pretty for me.
By the end, I like to think one of the prisoners like was giving him a fucking motivational speech like that. It was like, you're going to be a quitter here?
You're going to be a quitter? You're going to take this mop handle up your ass.
You're a loser. You want to go back home in 46 months and tell everybody you couldn't take it up the ass? Okay.
You're a fucking quitter.
You're a fucking loser. I don't like your effort. I don't like your effort. Mr. Hardcore. Hardcore my ass.
Let me tell you something. I've been in prison for 11 years, and I've raped 9,000 men, and only one time before.
As a man walked off.
Now I'm going to turn my pocket inside out. You grab onto it and follow me to the mess hall.
Okay. Hold my belt loop.
They make them do. Hold my belt loop.
That's fucking great.
Shit.
Was there? How much longer was that Lana Rhodes clip?
We have another couple minutes of it.
Oh, I mean, I don't see any more of that.
Hey, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here. And of course, that is, everything got so blurry on me. Oh, God. Any of our fans over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal, if you want to get high and really high and very legally high, Delta 8 is the way to play it. I would have the Delta 8 vampire talk to you about this, but he is just greened out over here on Delta 8. That stuff is strong. He's sleeping right now, and it's nighttime. This is his time. But you want to know what Delta 8 is? I'll tell you. It's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stone needs. And I'll tell you what, it works. I just did a little when I was in did a little. What am I, 80? I tried Delta 8 for the first time myself in Denver, and man, it really does. I can't believe it's legal where it is. It's pretty amazing. One more time, if you go to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, it's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, the home of Delta 8 that will get you super, super high. Wake up, you stupid vampire. Where were we?
We got some other fun stuff to do. We have a game we could play here.
We have a game?
We have a great game.
I love games.
One of our favorites here. Do we have the intro for it, Bobby?
Who's most justified punching a woman?
Yes! Hey, everybody! It's America's favorite game, Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman? We do it here on Legion of Skanks every once in a while, and it's a fun time. I'd like to welcome our two contestants here, Kyle and Justin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Good to be here, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on the 2021 He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Well, things were getting a little bit heavy here on the show.
It was.
And I'm glad we could lighten things up with a little game of Who's Most Justified.
This is a fun game we play, Kyle, where we show three clips. A situation where a woman is being punched. And Kyle, this is the fun part of the game. While none of these punches may be justified.
Or all of them. We don't know. The game is
who's most justified.
Because even if the point I always make, Dave, is because even if none of them are justified,
or all of them, or even if all of them are justified, I'm just saying.
Does it work the same way if you say if all of them?
If all of them are justified, we're still picking the most justified.
Right.
And if none of them are justified,
one of them still has to be, which is often the case. Sure.
We still have to say who you think was
somebody
most
has to be most justified.
The least not justified, if you will.
Are we measuring in degrees from 1 to 10 or
that's,
how to
it's all on you. You can measure whatever you want.
All right.
All that's important is after seeing all three
and everybody
of these
takes
videos.
A vote. Bobby and Alex are involved. Paul throws in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul's tiebreaker. you could have whatever system you have,
tea
but after
on
all
the table.
Three, sure, if that helps. But after all three,
you had a chicken pick.
You have to pick one, and one of these lucky women beaters will leave here today the most justified
with the title of the day, most justified punching a woman. And I'll be honest, that could help in court.
Okay.
You want to give us a little backstory on this, Bobby?
This bitch is coming at this elevator all aggressive.
It looks like she, what will develop in the video is like she had an argument with her boyfriend and she's trying to escape.
That's the girl?
That's the elevator.
Oh, okay. I saw this documentary on Netflix.
Oh, the one with the
elevator? Went nowhere?
Yeah.
She was just off her meds and went for a swim in a tank?
What's it called? The Cecil Hotel one?
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Shit.
Well, it looks like
but he already caught one.
Yeah.
But she looks like she stabbed him, right?
Oh, maybe she's an agent.
Dude, he's covered in blood.
Oh, well, this is fucking Russian as hell.
Dude, I think she broke a bottle over his head. Look at that.
I don't think so. I don't know what he came in that hot about because she got in the elevator without purpose.
Jay, he comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
she
was just chilling. Like, no, she was chilling. Completed a mission. Dude, and was still trying to be undercover.
Wait. Is that a taser?
Wait, she's got something in her hand, I think.
Yeah, she's got a weapon. He came in fucked up.
She caught him with her keys.
No.
That's interesting.
Keys did that.
She had her keys in the beginning of the video.
Can you go right to when he first comes in?
She's still calm.
Yeah, go back to the beginning.
Go to when he comes in. He's covered in blood.
I know, but she doesn't seem like she even knew he was in the neighborhood.
Hold on. There was nothing in her. Was there?
No,
pull
there
it back a little bit. She was something like, in her left hand the whole time? A right hand?
The keys on.
No, she's got like a judo grip.
There was no sense of urgency from her.
Yes. If she did that to him, she wasn't running from him.
Yeah.
But right here, she's got something in her hand, like, I'm going to fucking stab
him. He's not.
I don't think it's that. No, I think right now she's just trying to calm him down and be like, all right, we're even Stevens.
But he's not moving. Like, she's got the upper hand here.
No, but he almost seems like he's going, you stab me in the fucking head? You stab me in the fucking head? Like, he's working himself up.
Yeah, he's working himself up for sure. And she's trying to get something out of his hand.
Oh,
his phone. She's trying to get his phone out of his hand.
And he went back in the head punches.
Ooh, look, she's throwing an elbow.
She fucked him up.
She got training.
I know Mossad when
she's
I see it.
She's like a KGB, CG, what's that? Russian agent.
But he went to the camera, you see this bitch did to me?
And then they just take a ride up together.
No, he's snitching. Is he calling somebody?
Oh, shit.
Oh, she loves it. Oh, I think they're lovers.
That's aggressive.
This is a fucking battle.
Wow.
Can I say something? This guy is a piece of shit. That's hilarious.
Wait, this is afterwards?
Maybe they own the
that's
property.
Hilarious.
These aren't the same people, are they?
Absolutely it is, yeah.
Wow.
Now they're clean.
They calmed down. They probably got less drunk and fucking cleaned up.
Dude, he is fucked up.
Can I tell you something? I think these guys are going to make it.
Me too.
That's a real team effort to go through after all of that drama. Yeah. And they seem cool.
But that's what bonds you after
about
the fight,
it.
Dave.
They had calmed down.
They were like,
I feel like
us.
They had both admitted what they were wrong about in it. Yeah. Like, but they were like, listen, baby, you hold the door. I'm going to get the sponge in between.
Can
we're
I
say really trying to clean it up?
What you're saying is a video about
I'd rather fuck your sister. Yeah. She's like, I'd rather fuck my sister. What are we doing, eh? What are we doing? Let's go clean up. Yeah. We'll watch Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna share this with my wife to show her how couples can come together and really.
Enough.
I feel like
she stays angry for days after being like that.
For petty shit.
Yeah,
and
right?
we've never fought and got a bloody battle in an elevator.
Yeah.
Not yet. I feel like when they were sponging off that elevator, like one of them was like, you know, the problem is when I came in bleeding from my scalp, I didn't ask you.
How you felt about me bleeding
from my scalp. And if I had, we could have avoided this whole thing.
Can I tell you something, though?
So they're a couple. What the end clearly proves is that they were a couple.
They got to the healing.
Thing going on. We don't know.
No,
we have two more videos to go. I'm just going to say this guy's coming in very justified. Very justified so far. Because they're both insane.
Yeah, they're both insane. They're both
bleeding forehead.
He came in with that.
And the only he hit her with a few rabid punches and choked her a little bit, but...
She got the best of the fight.
No question.
No.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Yeah.
She wasn't even bleeding.
Jake, he threw her down and shit.
She was bleeding from her nose immediately.
Yeah, but he was profusely bleeding from
the head. She cut his head. Yeah. The head bleeds, but I will say this.
That's a great...
He was in no danger at the time. He was just acting out emotions.
Right.
Jay makes it a great point, though.
He wasn't destined.
Forehead cuts, they bleed.
Yeah. But here's the thing, the point I want to make about this.
Excellent point.
What this guy did, though, if he should go to jail, he should both go to jail, really. But
it's double jeopardy.
But what they,
and it's
not what it's called.
It's Russia, too.
Using that term? I can't both go to jail, okay? It's nuts.
What's interesting, what he's doing, though, I mean, in that moment,
it's like as satisfying as scratching an itch, what he's doing to that woman. It's like popping a pimple that's been hurting. He's letting it all out. He's doing headbutting her in the face while you're choking her. That is everything she's ever said, every argument they've ever been in, every time he hasn't hit her, all fucking coming out in this one thing. And all I'll say is, I get it. I would never be a part of it. I'll run out of a fucking building before I ever do something like that. You're like, damn, dude. If you're going to go for it, though, might as well go for it, dude. If you slapped her once, you were going to be in trouble. You might as well just fucking wail on her like you're in a fucking war.
Here's the thing, right? Like, we all know, and Kyle, as you alluded to, you and your wife have never quite been to that level of a fight. Same with me and my wife. Never quite been in an elevator.
Same with me and any human being.
Bleeding profusely out of my head while I choked her and headbutted her in the face.
You and Lauren don't fight like that?
Not like that.
Oh, okay.
But everyone's been in a fight with, like, their girl and then been in a moment, like, a few seconds later where you're like, you know, whatever. Like, you're like, your emotions get high. And then a few minutes later, you're like, all right, look. We both got a little carried away there. We shouldn't have said what we said.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
I get to that realization, but she goes cold.
But, well, eventually she'll join you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's amazing that even at the level of I'm profusely bleeding from my head and then choking and headbutting you, you can still get to that level where you're just sponging things
up. It was nice to me. And their energy was like,
this is a couple that has high highs and low lows.
Yeah, they were both but humbled, you could go to that level of a fight and still be at a place where you're like,
it's our only night without the kids.
They must both be Scorpios.
We got a little loose.
You were wrong. I was wrong.
Sambuca, look what happened. Bygones be bygones.
The Ouzo was running like water.
All right, that's one.
That's one.
Excellent first video, by the way. Just one of the best. One of the best we've ever seen.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, this one is a group of Karens run into a one maitre d'.
I'm going to say they deserve it.
Danny, rock away, Danny.
Oh, good.
She's kicking him.
Get the fuck away!
These chicks are big.
They are big.
Oh, these guys might be really small.
Or these guys are small. One of the two.
Yeah, them are little Ecuadorian fellas.
Ooh.
Even how big they are, it is simplistic handling by this guy.
They're in heels. They're in high heels.
Three of them, and he's almost. If he was not being filmed, he's gonna have
that guy's face described at all. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not illegal. Don't touch me. This camera costs a lot of money. Don't touch me.
I don't fucking care. Who are you?
It's not illegal to film, sweetheart.
Hey, back up.
See you on the internet.
Shit. I'm voting for this one 100%.
Okay. This guy was.
Where was the hit? Though?
Is that that's the video? This guy was basically just given moral permission to live his dream, which is that he gets to play running back for three awkward white chick fucking blind men coming at him. And just be like, 'cause at a certain point there, he was actually just trying to back up.
And
they're charging him. And what do you do? But he was half the size of those.
Sidestepping them and just roping them up by the waist is hilarious.
All he did was grab her and put
his hand
him
with care.
He didn't throw like a vicious fucking.
No.
You know,
this guy might be a national treasure.
Yeah, he was like a llama handler.
Not only is he maybe who's justified.
That's what like.
This guy deserves an award.
That's what female cops would do if a woman were running an attack. And they grab and put him down. That's it. This one's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, that is very justified.
That is very justified.
Like, I don't even. Like, you know, here's the thing. Every now and then on Who's Most Justified, you get one that's at least just justified.
Yeah.
And you go, even with nothing else compared to it, I couldn't say anyone there, based on the videotape, was not justified in what they did. And the guy, who I think was a different guy, who was like, this is a very expensive camera, that wasn't the guy who was like throwing him down.
No,
that was just some other guy.
No.
He was also justified.
Yeah, he was waiting for an overhand right from somebody. That's what I thought it
might get a lot uglier than what we saw.
Run it back one more time. It was a fast one.
Yeah. She kicks him once.
In the nuts. No, then she kicks him in the nuts.
She kicks him in the nuts again.
Yeah.
So she kicks him twice.
With heels.
And he pushes her back.
Yeah.
Then she punches
him. Throws a punch.
He's
Then she punched it. They're still trying to break man. It
out. His dad.
Now.
That's his dad he's protecting, by the way.
It's like, we don't
daddy.
Have to do this. We can make love.
Now she's running at him, attacking him, and he just grabs her by the waist and pushes her
Leave
on the floor.
And his dad's
And then he runs
still-
away.
And he dips
her. That's great. That's a great
throws
move.
Her down.
He almost laid her down.
That's JV wrestling right there.
But he cares for him. He don't want to hurt. No, baby.
No, he does. I'm telling you. Those cameras are running. This is the moment, dude. You try spin kicks. Do whatever you want.
That guy's my favorite guy.
See if you can break a leg with a shin kick.
Can we get one more picture of that guy? That dude is my favorite. That guy's my favorite guy in the whole video.
Matt Richards.
Black guy in a Grateful Dead shirt.
And you know he's high, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, he is a black dude in a fucking tie-dye t-shirt. So
Grateful Dead.
Probably high. Yeah. And he comes out and he goes, this is the best night ever. I just got to watch this.
I knew I was going to have fun hanging out with white people.
It looks like a cartoon to him.
I knew hanging out with white people would pay off. This is great. By the way, you know what's great? He's filming the whole thing, too. He never stops filming also. And the girls just start getting mad at the goofy white dude who's filming
it. Oh, they know what not. They know what not.
They don't bother this guy at all. No. They just let him film.
All right. Very, very justified on that one.
Almost sexy.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know.
All right. What's the third?
Immigrant porn.
All right. Here we are.
No?
Okay. This is a little skirmish in the neighborhood.
Oh. This, is that an old
she
woman?
She is not defending that lead left.
Oh.
Jesus.
Holy
shit.
What the fuck? That tree down.
What did she say?
Is there any context, Bobby?
Google Translate.
You have little pierogi for penis. You have?
You little dick.
Dude, he knocked her out.
What's that rock nuna? Was that open hand?
No, that's a. He's...
It might have been. It might have been a slap. Might look like a slap.
No, you
it
don't
does look
down
a slap,
like that.
Actually.
No, you could.
Can we make it bigger?
It looks pretty open hand.
You look. All I'm saying, you can't see where it connects, but I can see before and after is an open.
It's open.
Hand.
It's like
it's
this.
Open hand.
I mean,
you
he's
could
cupped.
Definitely.
He's cupped.
Listen,
he's definitely cupped
like
in for a swing.
Like a karate chop is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can definitely knock someone out open hand.
Yeah.
Same way you can, especially a chick. All right.
Even that tall.
Okay, so we've got.
That's the end of that video.
Here's what we're dealing with right now as far as I'm concerned, okay? Yes. We're dealing with a crazy couple and two justifieds. So we have to decide who's the most justified.
I think we all agree on this.
Yeah, I think it's
I think we all agree
pretty
on
pretty easy. But I don't know the title of the man in the last video because he could have had a title. He could have been
Swami?
The Don.
Yeah.
The Don. You know, he could have been the Don and she could have said something very disrespectful.
Well, they were like
the
abusively
Don of Pakistan?
They were abusively
Don
picking
Chicho
on that girl.
They were
beating her.
They were
like beating that girl, like
what
kicking
they,
her in the face
what
and shit.
What they did to a girl was way worse than what he did to a girl. Yeah. And they got in his face, like, yeah. I don't know, there's something about getting like, in someone's face,
yeah.
Like, what motherfucker, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
If they
oh.
You respond, it's like, okay.
Like, do you want me to do what I can do?
You know, that's thing.
Because, what are you going to do? Do you want me to do the things I can do? Or do you want me to just do the things I should do?
Maybe she said, what did the five fingers say to the face? And he answered her.
Your Honor, she asked me what the five had said to the face. Sorry, I'm quick with the punchlines.
She's like, look,
damn my wit.
Looking at a map going, I'm sorry, do you know what did the five fingers say to the face? He goes,
let me show you.
Slip.
Let me show you how to answer.
But here's the thing, right? The reason why, generally speaking, I would say we think it's fucked up to hit women is because men are generally stronger.
Yes.
And bigger and shouldn't hit women, right?
Correct.
But if we saw a little dude go up to a big dude and was like, what the fuck are you going to do, you pussy motherfucker? And he hit him. We'd all be like, oh, little dude got what he fucking had coming.
Yeah.
So I just don't. I find it the same amount justified. When so, like this chick, he kind of
why do women get in dudes' faces?
What do you so think's gonna happen? He might do what a man
drunk,
can do.
I think they get drunk muscles.
Like, but is it even muscle? Is there some part of them go like I could probably win this?
No, because I think they think a lot of can't do it. They think like
that's what I think. I think they're relying on
they're relying on the fact.
I think a lot of women believe their emotions are real, and so they think I feel I can kick your ass, so that means I can. Until they don't until they get hit in the mouth.
So you shouldn't. So
and that's happened to a lot of people. But anyways,
yes, but men too. But at men least too. When we see that happen to men, we all kind of go, "All right, yeah, you deserve to get fucking hit."
Yeah.
So look,
yeah,
I'll say, all right, look, it. I guess we all know. I'll vote first officially.
Okay.
So the first one was by far the most entertaining video I've ever seen in my life, and I really root for that couple
more than the girl getting peed in the face.
Yeah, way better.
Okay.
Listen, a couple.
I just want to learn who you are. A couple
stabbing someone in the forehead and then headbutting the fucking girl and then cleaning up together as a team. Yeah. I've left here with a new lease.
There was an arc. There was an arc.
It was inspiring. Yeah. We could all learn from
it. There's a narrative to that one.
I don't know. You know,
bring back that video from the beginning, Bobby, if you would, one second.
I want to see when she walks to the elevator.
Yeah, from the very beginning, when she's
just her vibe. Her whole vibe was like,
she goes, ooh, I'm going to watch Sex in the City.
And she got some to-go food.
Yeah.
How does she have to-go? No, she got her wallet in her hand. That's a.
No. She has a bag of. Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
She knew he was coming.
She's not in any rush,
buddy. I think she thinks he's knocked out or some shit. She crashed the bottle over.
I killed him. I'm gonna go eat.
He came back like Michael Myers on her.
Yes, we don't have a lot of video footage, but she walks in right there, mm-hmm. like anyone walks into an elevator, and he comes out like it's a horror.
Let
movie.
Me see what floor she hits. Like,
she's like, third to top, or possibly the top.
What floor does she press?
Third to the top.
Oh no. Second row, all the way to
but
the right.
But she doesn't look surprised when he comes in. You see what I'm saying?
She does.
But she's not. They are together. A whole huge thing has
They
happened.
Were together right
Otherwise,
before.
Otherwise, they're not. Unless this was the beginning of their relationship, and by the end, he's convinced her to sponge off a bloody elevator.
Like, this is how he asks her out.
I've never seen a girl walk away from an aggressive shouting fight, even be like, fuck you, fuck you!
Yeah. You know
what to watch tonight?
She's a cold bitch. They must be both.
Fuck
crazy.
You! Don't do this on the night of the VMAs.
And by the way, according to how this guy enters, she's not only wounded him to the head, but I think let it go a little forward. I think she's cut off two of his fingers.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bitch, you chopped my hand off.
And he's got his cell phone in his hand.
Dude,
so she must have went through it.
I mean,
he hits it with a right.
He breaks something. She's holding all over the place.
A right. Ooh.
My Jimmy Jones.
Grabs her by the head.
This
ooh,
is
she's
insane,
she's
dude.
Trying to fight
she goes
him
for
a little
the groin.
Bit. Ooh, that bitch is tight.
See, look right here. She has control.
Yeah.
She wants his phone.
She's doing pretty good right there,
you'll
but here's where he is.
You'll give me the coordinates.
I'll tell you, she wants his phone. It's the major
thing.
She's
the alpha.
But he becomes the alpha for a little bit in about 2 seconds. Say one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
She's going for his phone. She wants
and
his phone.
Right there.
Boom.
Yep, there's
in the back of her
this
head.
This guy doesn't want her to see inside his phone so bad. He just goes, I'll just fight you like a guy instead.
Oh, she's,
that's the move right
that
there.
It was a great move.
I don't watch porn when we are at...
You know what really sucks?
911, I'm about to headbutt a bitch right
you
in the
stink.
Face.
What really sucks, there's somebody up on 14 waiting for the elevator. Like, oh, this thing. And they're sitting there talking to each other. He goes, yeah, this thing, right? If one's not broken, the other one is.
Dude, those headbutts
by the way,
are insane.
Terrible.
Why don't you go back to this? You're not
going,
to be a star.
Hold on. Go back to the headbutts. By the way, these are a couple of the worst headbutts I've ever seen in my life.
He does it with
it's
his
like,
face.
You don't lead with your nose
head kisses
in a headbutt, okay?
Yeah.
He just knows their eye.
In a headbutt, you want to lead with the top of your head, the hard part.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to hurt her.
Yeah,
really. You don't slam your nose into someone's eyeball.
And
yeah, you know what? Actually, this guy's pretty much a good guy.
By the way,
he was trying to.
The guy on 14.
She didn't even change.
The person on 14 who was waiting for the elevator, and they were like, didn't the elevator take forever? And that person went, I mean, they cleaned up.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do?
They took a while.
I'm going to tell the super.
They cleaned the blood.
Hey, as long as you don't bother the super.
All right, wow. So first video, best video I've ever seen in my life.
Puerto Rican dude come downstairs with a bunch of keys. Yes. No? Okay.
I'll say third video, justified, but...
Second one
was the most justified of the three we saw, by far.
I would just say justified, period.
I think they might have all been justified this week. Mm-hmm. But the most justified was the second one. Where the guy is being charged by three women bigger than him, doesn't even punch any of them, doesn't slap knock him out, doesn't headbutt any of them like he could have.
Yeah.
Just does a little sidestep, double underhook, throw to the ground.
Yeah, that's like something you'll see before a Super Bowl game. They'll have that as an event at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that guy should be. He should be at an event before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Dodging white chicks.
I think it's gonna be a sweep.
Yeah,
I think everyone's gonna say the same thing.
I'm in.
Yeah, sometimes there's a clear cut winner.
The third.
Now I'm gonna go with the third one. The answer to
the girl getting spanked. Let me think about it. Like, you're going with number two.
I'm definitely going with number two.
I'm thinking. Let me see number three again.
All right, take a look again.
This woman looks like she might be retarded, and she's getting abused.
Yeah, let me see. You bitch.
This woman's afraid. She gets punched in the head.
She does not want to fight.
She don't fight. They're picking on somebody weaker. This dude comes up.
He says, stop doing
that. Hey, move, old man. She drew first blood. Bam! Yeah.
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 I don't know. Shit. You know what? I'll tell you after seeing this one again.
Yeah.
Here, all right, fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't want the extra replay, but this woman pushes... I didn't appreciate this the first time. She hits this chick, knocks her down.
Who wasn't responding.
Holds her down by her hair.
Then throws a front kick to this chick.
To his face.
Down. Yeah. Now, I thought the first time I saw this that this guy was somehow involved. I think he didn't know anyone there.
No.
I literally just walked up and went,
a hero.
Whoa, like, hey, yo. What are you doing there? And then she stepped up, like,
pushes
talking
him.
Shit.
Mind your business. Mind your business.
Shut up, old man. And he gives her an open hand slap.
Yeah.
I'm changing my vote. Number three.
Chick was,
number,
she
three.
Had on a dress.
Number three is the most justified.
But consider this also. Number two, like, they're both videos, they're defending somebody. That guy is stopping these girls from coming at his dad for some reason.
You know what?
No, they were coming at both of them.
I'm changing my
vote. No, I know, but...
I'm going a whole different direction here. Number two, didn't do enough. Number three,
that's
he wins. Right. Yeah, good open hand knockout slap.
You appreciate his execution.
She was violating. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say...
One shot.
Yeah, you appreciate the execution.
I'm going to say number three,
so you're
too.
You're a fan.
So it's actually switched 3-1.
He wanted all the smoke.
Let's take it around the horn here. Still could have a tie. What do you think, Bobby? A
poor defenseless.
I for sure think it's number three.
Really?
He was defending that woman.
As a woman,
because we don't know what that kid... did to the women in the number two video. We don't know.
That guy could have.
He
could have grabbed one of their asses,
stuck his finger up one of their boxes. Yeah. You never know. Like
it is possible.
He could have done some disrespectful shit.
Anything could have happened. Because
they were dressed too nice to be, you know, even associated with
drunk white idiots.
Yeah, but you know they had high heels. That guy wasn't even in. You know, he couldn't even get in the club where they were at. You know,
Kyle's right. It could have.
I think they were at a place where that guy.
This is a transgender crackhead on my corner who wears high heels.
I'm drunk.
She's not classy.
Well, from that video.
There's but here's the thing. I think they were. Mike, I'm completely concocting the story, but by the evidence we have.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy worked at a restaurant or something, or something like that, or a store of some sort, and those girls did something fucked up in the store, and the guy followed them out to probably be like, you took something, or they didn't do whatever, or something, and they're being shitty to the guy. They were probably shitty inside the place. They're being shitty to the old man. The son's there saying, like, get back inside, daddy. He keeps saying, get inside, daddy, like, and get the fuck
he's
away
trying,
from
he's
him.
Trying to nullify.
So he's trying to defend
mitigate.
Him, and they're both tiny guys being hunted by these Amazons.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Because they were kind of aggressive, because they were even trying to stop the cameraman.
Yeah, look,
very aggressive.
Yeah, they were very aggressive, Kyle. And I have to say, he didn't even hit her. Just he was trying to mitigate the situation.
I understand.
He was trying to mitigate.
But I'll tell you, here's why
that's
I moved.
The word I'm
here's using. Why I moved to vote for number three, is that all of that are fair points, but this chick who didn't fight at all as she hit her and knocked her down, then front kicks her in the face.
That's trying to hurt somebody bad.
Yeah,
and then the guy steps up like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and then she
steps to him and pushes him, and it's like, how could you be more justified? What else can you do in that situation? Like, I like to say I would never hit a woman, but in that situation, I almost don't know what else you could do except hit a woman.
She kind of lit that spark herself, you know?
Yes.
She kicked Lil Debbie. She hit the girl in the red dress, you know.
Do we get an answer from Alex?
I call her Lil Debbie because she had a red dress on.
I have to go with number two, because in number three, I feel like the girl who got hit would have been justified to hit her back, but the guy wasn't really involved. Like, I'm going with number two because they were directly attacking this guy, and he had no other option.
He didn't get involved, but he did see a woman like being it looks like a handicapped lady being picked on. But
if it's not an unfair point that Alex. Sure. Says. Can I just so where are we? Me and you went number two, Jay.
You're still number two.
I'm sorry, number three. I went number three.
I'm number three. Kyle's number three.
Yeah, I am number three only because
you're number two. Two, three.
Bobby.
So
Bobby's three.
So we got three for three.
No, four for three.
Four for three.
One, two, three, four.
And then two for
me
two.
And Alex.
Oh, no, I'm going to go with number two, but I have an argument for three, but never mind.
Number two.
Oh, you're going with number two.
Yeah, I'm with number two.
So now things just got interesting.
Now the bonus round.
We throw it to Paul.
But I have a hypothetical.
Paul is the tiebreaker here.
Paul?
I'm going with
show your work,
three.
Please.
So, Paul?
Do you hear me? I'm going with number three.
And why?
Ooh. Okay, and number two... I think this guy has an opportunity to just get out of there. These chicks are in heels, and it's in a parking lot. He could easily book it the other way, and he'd be out of there. I think he's kind of having fun, just kind
of
wrestling.
That did look fun. We all think it looked fun.
I thought it looked like a dream. So that's a strong argument.
Dude, I would try a cartwheel kick.
Number three is I think he's defending that woman's honor. He walked upon an injustice, and he...
you're saying he's involved. A feminist in number three?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And he believes that women are so equal, he doesn't mind dropping one with a fucking overhand right.
And that woman did hit him first. She pushed him first.
And significantly bigger than him again.
Yeah.
Yep.
And coming all bully fucking feelings. Also, she may have been trans. How about that? That's how woke I am. Maybe he just hit a guy girl.
Jay, can I say something?
Yes.
You're so woke.
Thanks, dude.
Listen, I'm so woke that if it was a trans, I wouldn't even think of it as a different situation.
Take that, NBC.
Damn it.
I'll tell you, this is why this was a great edition of Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman. Because after that first video, I was sure that first video was
me too.
Right. Not one vote. Not one vote.
That guy became a monster
video,
by the end.
Best video I've ever seen in my life. And that didn't even get one vote.
Look, I'm going to get it the views it deserves.
Yeah, no, we're going to try to, you know, promote it.
Let's get that thing viral if we can. And we'll get it
going. Get some ad rev. We'll be good.
Yeah. Kyle Grooms, Justin Silver.
Do some plugs for
Yeah, I'm
for
saying thank
guys.
You so much for being here. We're going to do plugs, and then we're going to wrap this sumbitch up here. Kyle, what do you have to plug, buddy?
My special it's called Brain Humor. It's out on Amazon Prime. Also on my website, you got a link to it. Brain Humor, Kyle Grooms. Tells you all about my brain surgery. In all my 2019, I had emergency brain surgery.
Oh, shit.
They rushed me to the hospital, and I survived. That's why I'm here today.
Hell yeah.
I am not a ghost. So check out Brain Humor on Amazon Prime and on my website. If you go to my website, I get more money.
you sell directly on your website?
Yeah, I do sell directly on my website. Yeah, kylegrooms.net or .com. .netcom, both of them.
All of it.
Yeah.
Justin?
It's at I Am Justin Silver on all social media platforms and IamJustinSilver.com. I got a bunch of road dates coming up. Me, Jay, and Ari are going to be in Miami, which we'll talk about in a second, this coming weekend. Then I'm with Soder in Orlando, and then I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant and blah, blah, blah. But just go to everything's posted on my social media. And then I got a new podcast that's probably coming out on this network, which I'll be excited to be
with. It's a good shirt, dude.
You like the shirt?
I like that shirt a lot.
Which one? The black? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your tank top. Who compliments just a regular tank top?
I don't know, because you were looking right at my chest when you said
Well, how could I not?
Right? Oh, I forgot I'll be in Wesley. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you. Go ahead.
I'll be in Wesley Chapel also at the, it's Tampa's Side Splitters. It's Wesley Chapel.
Is that what it is?
Yes. It's Side Splitter Wesley Chapel. Now they got a new one.
Oh, a new room.
Yeah, they got a new room.
Oh, hell yeah. I heard the new ownership.
There's
great.
A Tampa, and then they got Wesley Chapel's a new one. So,
oh, very cool. Check out Kyle's fucking
October
hilarious.
October 6th through.
Very funny.
Difficult follow when he lived here in New York. Difficult follow, Kyle Grooms was.
I still bring that heat, man.
You don't bring the heat. So you're not in New York anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get invited to the Skank Fest. What's up?
I'll say on Lewis's behalf, yes, and you'll make more money than anybody else. He's not here to back that up. So.
Oh, okay.
Davey.
Part of the problem right here on the Gas Digital Network, at Comic Dave Smith on Twitter. And that's it for a little while. As you guys know, I'm taking some time off. Wife's having a new baby.
Oh, baby. Man.
That's what I'm Dave doing for the next couple baby. Months. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll be the fourth member.
What about the skank fourth. Schedule?
Fourth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fourth. Oh, because you got one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, third. Lewis is out. But yeah, that's all.
Nice. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Again, this weekend, Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Me, Ari Shaffir, Justin Silver are going to be at the Miami Improv. Ooh, my first time there, I think. The new location.
Yeah.
It's not Coconut Grove anymore.
It's Dania Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to go down there, and we'll be hanging out all weekend. It's going to be a fun time. Boys weekend.
Boys.
I've Portland, Oregon coming up, Helium. I got Philly, Thanksgiving, a whole ton of dates. I think Halloween weekend I'm going to be in Cleveland Hilarities. On the road pretty much nonstop throughout the rest of the year, so... Check for dates near you at BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Always watch my specials and shit if you want. And a new album coming out on Gas Digital Network, all crowd work album we did at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Make sure to also go to LewisOfSkanks.com for all Lewis's dates. He's on the road a ton, too, I know. Him and Colm and Natalie going out a whole bunch. Zach's with him on some shows. I don't know the dates or the things, but lewisofskanks.com. You can check that all out. And, of course, Gas Digital Network. Make sure you sign up and get access to, well, how many podcasts we have now? 21?
21.
Get access to 21 podcasts live, uncensored. You get to watch and be part of the live chat, right? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, the racist live chat.
Yeah, the racist live chat. I left that out for Kyle, but that's what Lewis says. It would have hit differently with him.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that out and all Lewis's
Thank
shit. He's
so
always
much.
Working and running around like a maniac, so check out all his stuff going on. Real Ass Podcast, blah-bitty-blah. Blah. And he's coming to London, so get your tickets for that. That's good. That's Lewis and Skanks, too, his London dates. Make sure you check that out.
Go back to London, broke, you whore.
You whore? Yeah, you loser.
You loser.
I'm going over there to scout new puss. And we'll catch you guys next time, later this week, on Legion of Skanks. Till then, peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.